men help your neighbors.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I have Steve in the studio from Emerald Coast Coins. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
How you like that song?
Yes, that's, I used to have it as a ringtone on my phone.
Did you? That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about Emerald Coast Coins.
Oh, geez. Where do I start? We've been around over 20 years now. We're over here on Creighton Road, halfway between Davis and 9th Avenue. Davis and 9th Avenue. Kind of across from Cumberland Farms. And, you know, it started out as a hobby. It's turned into a full-time job.
Mm.
But it keeps us busy. I mean, we're so, you know, I left early. Well, the store is packed, and one of us had to come over. And Stephanie usually does the show. She was working with a couple people, so I just kind of came on over to fill in, you know, because I haven't done this in a while, and mm-hmm. I like to ramble on sometimes.
Yeah. So tell me about that, though. You started this as a hobby. So what were you doing prior, and why did you move into this?
In the 60s, a friend of mine got me started, and he used to work at a Hilton Hotel there in San Antonio, and people would throw money in the pond, and he'd bring it all home, you know, and we'd go through it and sort it out and find the wheat pennies and stuff like that. That was back in the 60s.
Wow.
Then, you know, I joined the Navy. I was working at a drive-in theater for a while there, and I found a penny that was rare. It was a 1943 copper penny, which there's very few of known right now. That was in 68, I guess, 69 I found it.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of the theater fired me because I wouldn't give it to him.
Oh, wow.
And I carried it around for years in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was in the Navy. I joined the Navy in 73, and I was in station in Charleston. One of the guys I worked with says, you know, one of the guys here is interested in your coin. And you couldn't just sell a coin. It had to be authenticated as real. You know, especially something that rare because, you know, it's like $1 million penny now or something like that.
No kidding.
So, you know, I let the guy, his deal was I'll send it in to get it certified. If it's real, I get a finder's fee. If it's not, I get to keep the coin. Well, back in 1977, $50 was a lot of money for an E-nothing in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I let him send it in and it came back, could not guarantee authenticity of the coin. So he got to keep the coin.
Wow.
Now, the more I think about it, you know, things were not as advanced as they are today, and it probably was real, but you know, it's water under the bridge.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, I ain't gonna complain. I'm doing really well where I'm at right now. So, and when, you know, we started out, believe it or not, we started out at T&W Flea Market. A friend of mine bought a guy out down there, you know, and they said, "Well, I don't like being at the flea market. Let's find another place." We went over to right next to CC's Pizza. We had a shop there for a while, and he got bored with it, and I wound up buying it, and never look back, you know. It's just, you know, I mean, God, we're so busy right now. It's just phenomenal. You know, you come in, you almost have to take a number to get waited on. But again, you know, it's not hard. It's fun, you know. Mm-hmm. Having fun at work shouldn't be allowed, I guess.
Yeah.
It gets a little, you know, we've get tight on money sometime, and we'll blow through $100,000 in one day. We had a gentleman came in, and God, I wrote him a check for $370,000. And I says, wait till tomorrow before you deposit that check.
Wow.
I have a gentleman I deal with, and I send stuff to him. And, you know, they got this thing called e-checks, you know, and you sign up for it. And he can email me a check, and I'll have it in 30 seconds. And the bank I've been with forever, they don't put holds on any of my checks, you know, because I've been with them so long.
Sure, and you have a good record with them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know. And I keep a lot of money in there anyway, but, you know, I don't keep, you know, $350,000 at any given time. But still, you know, they would say that, don't worry about it. You know, because I asked the lady, I said, this is $380,000-something. Are you going to fold on it? And she looked at me and said, what do you think? I said, that's all I need to know. But that's how good a reputation we have in my bank. You know, and that's a good thing. And I've been with them. Gosh, I couldn't tell you how long I've been with them. And they take good care of me. And I like it. And I'll tell you who the bank is, Hancock Whitney, you know, a good bank.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, I've been with a lot of different institutions in the area, and I've been with them the longest.
All right. So Steve from Emerald Coast Coins is our guest. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions on rare coins and things like that. So tell me a little bit about authenticity. How is that determined?
Some of it's fairly simple to do. The rarer the coin, you need to get a third party grading company, involved in it because they can guarantee it is what it is, and they assign a numerical value to it. You know, it's, the grading system goes from 0 to 70, with 70 being perfect. You know, earlier coins, probably not very many 70s out there. But there's still some early ones that get in the mid-60s and stuff, and the higher the grade on the coin, the more value it brings. You know, the one I was talking about, you know, the $300-something thousand check guy had brought in a ton of certified $20 gold pieces. And I say ton, I'm talking about 40, 60, something like that. I don't know. It was a lot.
Interesting.
Yes. And, you know, and they're all authenticated. So, you know, that brought him a lot of money. And we met his expectations, and he brought in some more a week later.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, like I said, again, we've been doing this long. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are in the business around here. Well, not a lot, but a few of us. And but I seem to be the busiest one in town right now.
That's
and
a good.
And you know, and I treat everybody fairly. You know, and I they come in. You know, I make them an offer, and they don't like it. I say, I understand. You know, I know you probably need money more than you do anything else. And if you can get more money, fine, get it. One of the things I do offer to all the customers that come in, and especially, you know, we buy jewelry too. If they don't sell to me, I say, if you're going to sell it, you know, Craigslist or something like that, come in my store. Meet your client here. I can authenticate what you have, and you're in a safe location. You won't get robbed.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a few women do that with jewelry before, you know. So that's just a service I offer to them, you know. That just helps them out and keeps them from getting taken care of, you know. Because there was a few years back, a guy was over in Alabama, and he was meeting a friend of his to sell him some gold, and he went down this dirt road to meet his friend, and when he got out of the car, his friend shot him and stole his gold.
Oh, my gosh.
And it killed him. And the only reason they were able to track him was because the cell phone data between the two phones and where it happened at. So, you know, the guy got caught immediately. But, you know, even you just can't trust everybody all the time.
That's, yeah.
You know, which is a scary thought, you know.
It is. Absolutely. So I was looking at some news stories, and one of them that kind of caught my eye was that story out of Miami. Pennies minted in 1943 to 1944 top most valuable in 2024. And it's talking about the 1944 steel wheat penny worth six figures.
Yeah, that's yep.
How common is that?
Not very. Because, you know, the other one is a 43 copper, which is the one I was talking about that I had, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just, you know, kind of an oddity that that happened. Now, was it done on purpose or not? We don't know. But, you know, they do have rarities that come out like that. You know, I mean, we had a coin in a store not too long ago. You know, you remember when it came out, the Susan B. Anthony dollars, you know, they looked like a quarter.
Yep.
We had a Susan B. Anthony dollar struck on a copper planchet. So, you know, and you could see where it said 1 cent through the coin itself, you know, but it also said Susan B. Anthony dollar on it.
Mm.
And I can't remember who we sold that to, but we did okay on it. You know, I mean, it's not that big a deal, so.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's kind of oddities like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, always tell people, you know, look through your change. A lot of times, you know, a lot of the convenience stores, people go in there. I have a guy who used to come and see me all the time. He would buy, people would come in to buy cigarettes and pay with a Silver Eagle, you know, which is a dollar. And it says $1 on the back of it. And they'd give him $4 for a pack of cigarettes.
Mm.
They'd bring those Silver Eagles into me, and I'd give him probably close to $100 for the four Silver Eagles.
Wow.
Yeah, like I could have bought two cartons of cigarettes for the four Silver Eagles, you know, but it's just, you know, it is what it is. And some people just don't comprehend what they really have.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get a lot of people from some of these little mini mart stores that cubbyhole every little thing they catch and bring it in for me to verify if it's good or not, you know, which is no big deal, too, because we like doing that.
Yeah. As a kid, I always collected pennies in particular and loved them. The older, the better, you know.
Yep.
And then at some point I realized, you know, how long am I going to have to hold on to these? Like, is it going to be my kids who end up getting any sort of money from this?
I tell you right, I'm getting ready to ship the. I got two bags of wheat pennies in there. There's 5,000 wheat pennies in each bag.
Mm.
That's just two that I got. And I have a whole bunch more in a 3-gallon bucket right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a live and learn type thing, you know. And, again, wheat pennies is what's got everybody pretty much started in coin collecting, you know, which is kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
You know that? And back in the 60s, I was doing nickels, and during wartime, 42 to 45, they made nickels out of silver, part silver. And one of the ways you can tell that is the war nickels have a mint mark over in Monticello, excuse me, and it's a large mint mark, you know, P, a D, or an S. If it doesn't have it over Monticello, it's not a silver nickel. Now, a lot of people think nickels are made out of silver. Well, no, nickels are made out of nickel.
Mm.
the only ones that were made silver was during the wartime. So,
and did they do that as a special thing to raise funds for the war, or was that because of a shortage?
I think it was more of a shortage than anything else.
Okay.
You know, because there is some copper and nickels too. So, you know, and that's like, you know, that's like the steel pennies came out because they're using the copper for bullets.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it all links into one another.
Absolutely. Another coin that was mentioned is the 1856 Flying Eagle penny.
Yeah. I have actually held two of those in my hand.
Mm.
And there was a guy locally that brought one in to get it certified and, you know, guaranteed and authenticated. It is what it was. And it came back and I said, I'll buy it from you. He says, no, I'm going to hang on to it. I said, are you sure? He says, yeah. I said, darn.
So what makes it a flying eagle penny? Is there an eagle on it?
It's a back, you know, it's got the Indian on the front side and on the back, it's got an eagle flying with its wings spread is what it is, you know?
Mm.
So that's why they call it flying eagle.
Yeah. And so people can bring their coins in and you can help them identify what they have.
Oh, most definitely. You know, and we give them all kinds of, you know, information or where to look if they need help. You know, a lot of times they say, oh, I got this. They'll send me a picture via email. Or I think we got a phone in the store, and I don't know what the number is, strictly for getting pictures texted to us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much easier to look at the picture and see than anything else. We had a gentleman the other day, had a $100 bill that was cut irregularly, half on one side, half of the bottom on one side, and half the top on the right below it. Well, you flip it over, and it's the exact same thing on the back. Well, that doesn't happen in printing. The way they're printed, what it was, you know, you can buy uncut sheets of paper money. And so that was probably a 6-note sheet of $100 bills. And someone cut it up that way specifically to make it look like it was an error. And it was not.
Mm.
So it's, you know, all kinds of little things like that. And, you know, currency's good to look at too. I mean, you know, you don't see many more, you know, $1,000 bills or $500 bills. We get some in occasionally. This is a while back. Someone called us up and they had a, want to sell $1,000 bill. So we need to look at it. Well, how much are you going to pay? I said, well, you know, minimum's $1,500, $1,600. She said, well, the last person I talked to offered me $450 for it. So I told him it's worth $1,000 at the bank. He said, my book says it's only worth $450, and that's all I'll pay for it. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, you got to be careful of stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You know, and then, you know, I was talking earlier, you know, there's stuff on TV all the time about buying and investing in gold. You know, I'm not an investment person. I can't tell you what you can and cannot do. But you got to be careful with some of the ads that you see on TV, you know, because
I was going to say, I have seen TV ads where they have gold coins and they say that it's a good investment. So tell us about that.
Yeah, if you're going to invest, you need to go with a local investor. Don't buy anything off TV. First of all, the local investor, you know, you can hold it in your hand immediately, you know. The one on TV, they have to mail it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a big fan of, you know, buying something supposedly they're going to mail it to me. And the prices are extremely high, too, compared to what you can get locally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be me or, like I said, anybody else, you can shop around town. There, I am not the only game in town, so check around town and get the best deal you can.
So you might buy that coin and find yourself upside down in terms of its actual value.
Oh, exactly. You know, and I mean, when you say, you know, gold is $2,500 right now, and I couldn't tell exactly what we're selling it for, but the one you buy off TV is probably going to be, you know, $1,000 more than the gold value.
Mm.
And it's just, I'm just leery of that kind of thing. And, you know, I don't do hardly anything on the internet at all. You know, it might be an informative type thing. You know, I don't sell on the internet. We have a website where you can look at stuff, but I'm just not, you know, again, you don't know what you're getting until you get it in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, if you buy it off the internet, you send them the money, you probably never, you could possibly never get the product.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen more than once too.
Hmm. Steve from Emerald Coast Coins is our guest today, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for him. So what contributes to the value of a coin? What makes the coin's value go up over time?
A lot of it is the metal content, which is gold and silver, of course. Some of it is the scarcity of certain dates make coins more rare than others. You know, like, you know, 1909 was the first year they made a Lincoln penny. Then they came out with a S mint mark from San Francisco. So, and then on the back of the penny, in between the wheat stalks, there's the initials VDB, Victor D. Brennan, I believe, is the name of the guy that designed it, you know. Mm. 09S VDB penny is worth a lot of money. Plain old 09 penny is worth $5-$10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, again, 31S is a better date, 14D. Those are the better dates in the pennies that come to my mind. And I have a lot of people ask me, what are the better dates? We have a list of coins made up, you know, from penny all the way up to dollars. You know, come on by, we'll be glad to give you one, and you can hunt to your heart's content, see what you can find. And maybe if you find something really good, you can bring it back to me and I'll buy it from you.
That's awesome. So I guess one of the questions is, do you guarantee the highest prices in the area?
You mean for buying?
For buying, yeah.
I won't guarantee it, no, because someone can always outbid me, you know. But, I mean, I'm probably one of the fairest people in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned that that's incredibly important to you and how you do your business.
You know, and so that's why, you know, like I said, I tell them, you know, if you don't like my offer, that's fine. You know, see if you can get a higher price. Mm-hmm. 99% of the time, they come back.
Okay. Yeah, I was going through some questions on your website. So what is scrap gold?
Scrap gold is jewelry, you know, gold and silver jewelry. Mm-hmm. And we buy a lot of that. Jeez, we buy a lot of that. I got to hold out for 30 days, and it's I have to fill out some paperwork on the internet. It's a form that the state has us do, and it's mainly looking for stolen gold, you know. And mm-hmm. I mean, more often than not, I've had more than I care to. I bought stolen stuff before, and I had one. This got way back when a lady came in and. To pick up some jewelry that I bought that was stolen. Her daughter and her daughter's friends had stolen it from her. And, you know, so she, you know, usually what they do is they come in, they pay me what I paid for it, and they get it back immediately, especially with the cops, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she got it back for me. Well, probably 6-8 months later, she came back to the store, needed some money, and sold it to me.
Oh, wow. Well, you treat them right. You treat them right.
Yeah, she came back, you know, and I mean, you know, there's one time, I mean, we put something in, you know, like, so we put it in a computer, you know, we put a description of it, and we take a picture of it and submit it.
Mm-hmm.
Within 5 minutes, the cops are at my store. Can we see this item you just bought?
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, it was stolen.
So they have people tracking that?
Oh, yeah, they do. Down at the sheriff's office, they do. It all goes to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Well, actually, it goes nationwide. It's called Leads Online, and any place in the country can pull this information up.
Mm-hmm.
I had bought some sterling flatware from somebody, and it wound up being stolen from somebody out of, I want to say, Pennsylvania. And I had to ship it to them, but, you know, they paid for the shipping, so
yeah,
I got my money back on that one, too.
So are the police able to kind of work backwards and find out, you know, who the original person
was
that
usually
stole it?
Yeah, they usually can. I mean, because, you know, we get information when we buy stuff. We always get name and all that kind of information from somebody, especially in the jewelry, because we input it in the computer. You know, we had driver's license, you know, employment, where do you live, all this, you know, basic information.
Mm-hmm.
And it works really well.
Oh, interesting. So foreign coins, do you deal with that at all?
Yeah, we do foreign. The silver foreign coins, we pay silver for them. Now, there are some better ones, you know, and especially gold. There's a lot of gold foreign coins, too. But literally, we buy foreign coins by the pound, about $3 a pound, you know, for the common stuff. And, I mean, I got a couple of boxes in the store, probably about 70 pounds worth of gold or foreign coins in there right now.
So what's the most popular foreign currency?
Oh, geez. Actually, you see a lot of Mexican pesos, which aren't worth anything. You know, I mean, it's absolutely nothing.
Well, I would think just based on where we are, you probably see some Canadian coins. You see Mexican coins.
I see a lot of Canadian, yeah. But, you know, again, it's no good unless you're in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then a lot of the Canadian coins do have some silver in it, so we buy for the silver content. But the paper money, there's really nothing there whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. How about overseas?
You know, to exchange the foreign coins or currency, you have to take it to the country it came from or ship it to the country it came from to get reimbursed. That's why banks don't take it, you know, because coins, it's so bulky that it costs more to ship it than the value of the items themselves.
Mm.
So the banks won't take any coins at all, and they will take currency, but it's got to be a certain amount, you know, and they charge you a minimum $45 to exchange it plus the other fees.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, yeah, you know, and it's foreign stuff's a little tricky.
Mm-hmm. How about bullion?
Oh, we buy that, you know, that's silver and gold, platinum. We buy that on a daily basis.
Okay.
I don't know. They're working up something big when I left the store. I have no idea. All I know is every counter space was covered, and there was four people, and there were five people at the time working, and I left.
Yeah. Well, I've only seen bullion referenced in movies, so that's limited my experience.
Yeah, bullion's kind of a generic term for gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, I mean, a gold eagle is a bullion product, but it's an American gold eagle. and it's got a denomination of $50 for 1 ounce. That brings a point, you know, if you buy certain gold coins, gold eagles, you can buy as many as you want, sell as many as you want at one time. There's no 1099 for it, you know, tax information. Mm. 90% silver, I think you get $1,000, it creates a 1099. Foreign gold and silver, if you get over 25 ounces, it creates paperwork.
Mm.
And we had a gentleman bringing us, oh, God, this is years ago, bring me kilo bars of gold out of Alabama somewhere. It's been so long ago, I don't remember. But we had to do paperwork on it. I mean, that's fine. I inherited all this stuff anyway, so it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I bought 3 or 4 kilos of gold, you know, which is 32.15 ounces in a bar, you know.
Wow.
That's a lot of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of wish I still had some, but, you know, back then I was still, you know, flipping things as fast as I could. You know, now we try to hold on to something, keep, you know, a ready supply of stuff for clients when they come in the door.
Mm-hmm. Steve from Emerald Coast Coins is our guest. If you have any questions for him today, 850-437-1620. Appraisals. Tell me about that process.
You know, it depends. You know, we do a verbal, you know, you can bring in something and say, what's this worth? And we give you... It won't be written. We'll just say, well, it's probably worth about this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you need a written appraisal for like a estate or something like that, we charge $75 an hour because it's rather entailed. We have to look at each item, you know, grade it out, value it, and then we put it up and type it in a format that we have on our computer and give you a hard copy of everything that's there. And like I said, that's $75 an hour.
Mm.
But like I said, it's an entailed process, but it's also very good. I've done it for a few people now, and it's for settling estates mostly.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, that's one of the things I emphasize to people too. They'll go, well, someone in our family died, so we just took it and divided up 4 different stacks of coins, you know. I said, don't do that. Well, I said, bring it in and we'll sort them by value. You know, I mean, you might give this person $4 silver and this person $4 silver. Those $4 silver might be worth $150, and the other 4 they have might be worth $1,000, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you want it to be equitable.
Absolutely. So do they have to do this in person, or can they do it over the phone?
It'd be easier if they did something like that in person, because we can look at it and make sure it's real. You know, I mean, that's we bought it's called an XRF scanner for checking gold and stuff like that, because there's been, you know, a lot of fake stuff going around. Mm. And there was a guy over in Alabama a couple of years ago who was selling fake gold bars in original-looking plastic holders. And I know one guy got stuck with 39 of those 1 ounce gold bars, and they were all fake.
Mm.
Excuse me. But, you know, we bought the scanner. The scanner is about $20,000. But if it saves me from buying fake stuff, which it has,
mm-hmm.
it you know, it's worth it in the long run.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we have made mistakes when we first started. I still got some of the stuff when we first started, you know, just a reminder.
So talk to me a little bit about proper maintenance of coins and cleaning them.
No, the only maintenance you do is you put it in a protective holder. Do not clean coins whatsoever. I had a guy who was calling me up one time, this was years ago, had a rare silver dollar. At the time, it was only worth $700 at that time. I said, bring it on up, I'll give you $700, $800 for it. He brought it in, it was shiny as a piece of chrome.
Mm.
I said, oh man, it's been cleaned hard. He said, well, I shined it up so I'd get more money. I said, I gave him $200 for it because it was, it just took away a lot of the value.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting that people aren't supposed to.
You should, you know, but always, you know, don't try to do anything to alter the appearance of anything until you talked with us first.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about the location, where are you guys located?
We're at 1811 Creighton Road, which is kind of halfway between Davis and 9th Avenue, right across from the Cumberland Farms, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what are the hours?
9 to 5, Monday through Friday. We're closed on weekends and holidays.
Okay, perfect. And then website if people want to go get more information about the business.
EmeraldCoastCoins.com is our website. No, that's our email. Well, EmeraldCoastCoins.com, yeah.
Perfect. So, yeah, now you talked a little bit about your service as well. This is a veteran-owned business right here in Pensacola.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. So I did 20 years in the Navy. I had fun. Mm-hmm. It was a good decision when I joined the Navy.
Absolutely. Any of the kids follow you?
No. And my son joined when he got to boot camp, and he hurt his wrist getting out of the pool. He'd broken his wrist a few years earlier when he's getting out of the pool. It caused more problems, and they put him out, which is good because now he works for me.
Yeah. Steve from Emerald Coast Coins, thank you for joining us today.
I appreciate it.